Has anyone ever told you to hold your horses? And if they did tell you that, were you holding any horses? Were there any horses anywhere nearby? I'm guessing probably not. This is an idiom that really has nothing at all to do with horses. So, what does it mean, and where did it come from? Welcome to Where Did That Come From? A podcast from Venture English about the origin of English words and phrases. I'm Paul Preston. Why would someone tell you to hold your horses? Well, it's a way of telling someone who's a little too excited or eager to proceed to stop and wait a minute. For example, someone wants to make a life-changing decision, but maybe it's not the best idea or the best timing. That person might hear, "Just hold your horses," from friends. So that's how you might use it, but where does it come from? Well, this idiom dates back to when horses were something everyone had. Well, many people had them at least, and unfortunately, those horses might be used for purposes other than transportation. One of those purposes was to trample lawbreakers. People would release their horses into the town square, and the horses would trample the prisoners held in the square. The townspeople would bring their horses to the square, and the executioner would yell, "Hold your horses!" until the prisoner was tied down on a plank. Then, the order to release the horses would result in the trampling of the prisoner. So, that's where it comes from. But naturally, sometimes the horses were held because new information suddenly appeared. Maybe they suddenly realized the prisoner was innocent. So, that began to lead to the current usage of the expression. Perhaps for some reason the prisoner was determined to be savable, so people had to hold their horses in order to prevent the trampling. So, hold your horses has come to imply a delay in some very bad action. So, perhaps this helps us to understand how it developed and how to use this idiom. Thanks for listening to Where Did That Come From? We'd love to hear from you. Come to our website, VentureEnglish.com, that's VentureEnglish.com, and become a member. On your member profile page, you can send a request for a topic you'd like to hear on this podcast or on our other podcast about business English called 3-Minute English. Subscribe to that podcast too on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. At VentureEnglish.com, you can also take advantage of free grammar resources and sign up for an online course or face-to-face session. Also, check out our Venture English YouTube channel for more coaching, practice, and information about English. I hope you'll subscribe and watch for new videos every week. Let us know how we can help you study English better. From Venture English, I'm Paul Preston, and this has been Where Did That Come From? Always remember to have a little fun with your English.